standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
Hello, everybody. This is a very important and final episode of Button Pushers.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Let's get it on.
Push this on to the rhythm. song to learn it one time.
Engage.
Laser.
I don't know if aux one is working. That messes everything up. Mics are on. I'm saying hi.
Oh, yeah. Hello, hello.
Aux one, we were going to...
It's working.
Oh, shoot. Okay,
everyone.
We can't hear it in studio.
In classic button pushers fashion, we wanted our last show to be like all of our other shows. So the most scuffed thing you can possibly hear. So welcome to the most scuffed show on WMFO if this is your first time and last time ever tuning in.
Sad. Don't say it like
that. So, yeah, I mean, we love it here. If you haven't tuned in before, we play electronic music. I'm Harrison. This is
Diego.
And yeah, this is our last episode.
So we figured we'd maybe take it back a
little bit. And so we're also, for the first time ever, using the DJ controller.
Yes. So we should explain
Diego,
that first.
Practiced the bit that I just performed on it, meaning I messed every little thing.
He did that without any practice, though, which is impressive, I would say.
So
I think so. Gas yourself up, Harrison. Give yourself a pat on the back.
DJing is hard.
It's hard. You
people are
going to
say it's easy, and we say button pushers. It's a joke. It's actually hard. This is not it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have to put this on loop. Okay, there we go.
Is it going to loop?
Yeah, it's going to loop, I think.
This music that is our background music right now is from the one and only most amazing bonding game in the universe.
Genshin
Impact. Honkai
Star
O. It's Genshin Impact. This show, just to clarify for those of you who are tuning in, this is every single one of our shows into one show.
Yeah, so, we're trying to pack in like all 4 years of our experience into like one final show.
So the Genshin
in honor of, like, 2 years
that we play,
Genshin
like
bits,
yeah,
we have a Genshin bit,
and then we quit, and we're strong, then we are getting the emails from Honkai Star Rail, and we might cave again.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't played Genshin in like 2 months because I've been too busy, but they just came out with a new game, and now I'm like, I don't know, might have to jump into the next one, Honkai Star Rail. I think Harris is trying to be so smooth, and I'm just like oblivious. He's like doing the hand motions and stuff, and I'm like, what do you mean? Keep talking. We're fine.
Fine.
I'm gonna miss the heck out of this.
Yeah, this is gonna
so
be
so good.
I mean, we would like to also say thank you to all of our amazing listeners, and I would say patrons, but not really patrons.
Except for Edward, who donated in honor of our show.
Yeah,
huge. Be like Edward, donate to WMFO, and be like, oh my god, Button Pushers is the best show you guys have ever had in the 35 years. How long has WMFO? We should probably know that.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, what do you mean? We're out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're not. See you later, losers.
Anywho, we're going to get back into the mix now, which is probably going to be even worse than it was before, because this part's more complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated, but what Harrison previewed to me is pretty good.
We'll
pretty
see,
good.
We'll
I'm not going to lie.
If it's scuffed, I really hate reload culture, which is being a really... It's a big thing right now, where like all these DJs are playing tracks and then they spin it back and they play it again, or they do some transition again, which is to show that they're good enough to do it. So I'm not going to do it, first off, because I'm not good enough to do it. But second off, why? Just let the music play. Vibe with it.
Yeah.
Whoa, I sound like Larry David.
You do.
Okay.
That was kind of
sussy. Anyways, here, without further ado... Oh, the tracks we just played.
Yeah,
we should talk about this.
In order, we had Oski and Tynan's Titan, which is, I think, Harrison and I's bonding song.
And it was the first song, one of the
one
second
of the
songs
first,
that we played
on the
show.
I think it was like one of the second track we ever played on the show. And it was like the one that we talked about while we waited in lines for like orientation stuff in freshman year.
Yeah.
That's when we were both like, oh, we both listened to Tynan, who's like a freaking weirdo. So we were like, oh, we found like the right person to start talking about music with. After that we had Two Hearts by Knock Two, the ISO EXO remix from Night Hearts, a great EP, go check it out. Daydreams by G Jones. No, it was Which Way by G Jones. The EP is called Daydreams. But Which Way by G Jones. Every Time We Touch by Cascada. Fake Out into Country Rhythm VIP by Hole. He did it again. And then Laser Beam by Ray Volpe, the Eliminate remix.
Yes. Yeah. So, solid stuff. Without further ado, here's a little Rumble edit featuring Memba, our fave, Wide Awake, also known as Kenny Beats.
They're the same
Vexed.
Person?
Yes.
What? Dude, the T.
I'm gonna go get some more. Kid is in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle. Yo, hear that? Over, skin layer aroma. Them gun dead a really long time. Been a ramp, been a skinny, been a weight from a coma. Listen, hear that? Just get right in the world, right? And I scream like gorillas and endless. Not an ink, it's been in the kind of jungle. Yo, listen, hear that? Kid is in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle. Yo, listen, hear that? Kid is in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle. Kid is in the jungle.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Howdy there, cowboys.
We love us some country rhythm.
We do love us some country rhythm.
I can't stand that
I'm
song.
I'm from the country myself.
So true.
Deep in South Texas.
Yeah.
Diego, do you want to tell us what we just listened to?
Of course. I believe we started with Mamba, Vexed. I believe way back when we were wee little whippersnapper freshmen, Mamba was the first concert you and I ever cordially invited each other to.
Indeed, if my recollection is right.
I do
indeed think you are correct.
I believe they weren't even the main set. We just went for the
it
opener.
It was for Hermitude.
Hermitude.
Who I saw this summer. This is now me breaking the accent.
Yeah. We're done with this bit. It's, sorry. Only one of the songs was called Country Rhythm. We aren't keeping up country.
The songs are blessings to your ears. Not our country accents.
Just say it like
anywho,
it is.
I saw Hermitude this summer. Really weird. Total frat crowd. At Sinclair, not a frat crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say, enough. At Sinclair, it didn't feel very fratty. Mm-mm-mm. We also saw Fresh Raver there as well. Like,
true.
Like, the deodorant guy.
Yeah.
If you follow any rave scenes.
Yeah, from back in the day. Back in the day 4 years ago. Ha ha.
Oh, my God.
That's not that long ago.
But it also feels like forever
ago. Well, for us, it's, you know,
yeah, it is, it's
a fifth of our life.
Yeah, that's true. So. Okay. Yeah. That is forever ago, then. 20%.
Forever ago.
Yeah,
but speaking of forever ago, you know something we did forever ago?
What?
We would play a song of the week every
so
week.
True. But
so
also we haven't said the other songs yet.
So we can do both. Whoa.
Guys, this is
you don't understand how much we planned for this show.
Yeah, like, this is like
out
the
of
first
all
time
our
we
shows,
met early
yeah.
in like 3 years.
Yeah. We met early. We planned things. We're like, this is the conversation we're going to have now. This is the conversation we're going to have at this point. We're going to play these songs. This is how the transition goes. These are the points at which we transition. This is how we do the transitions. And we have messed up on every single one.
But that's showbiz, baby. That's just how it goes.
But that's button pushers.
That's button pushers. That's show button pushers, biz.
Yeah, pushing your buttons.
Anyway, Vexed by Memba opened up that set, and then we had Rumble by Skrillex, Fred Again, and Flodan, and then Extremely Dangerous by someone?
By some sound system people. I don't remember who they are or
it's
what they're called.
It's not a CNC Music Factory, is it? Because that would go crazy.
I'm going to find it in one second.
Okay, we will figure out this in a little bit. Followed by a remix of Rumble, again by Skrillex, Flodan, and Fred Again. The remix is by Viper Active, into Pluko's Blue. Then Better Off Alone by Alice DJ, again into a fake out drop of Country Rhythm because, well,
yeehaw.
What can we say? Okay,
Soul Mass Transit System.
Oh, 6666. Okay, so yeah, Extremely Dangerous by Soul Mass Transit System.
Yes.
Huge.
I'll be better next time.
What do you mean? Be
there's
oh,
no.
No, don't say that. There's not going to be
okay.
next time.
But you know what there is a next? Song of the week. Fire trap. Umu remix.
Bye.
Okay, right. We're back.
We're back. That was our song of the week, Fire Truck, the Umaru remix by SG5.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is SG5 like a K-pop group or something? What is SG5?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I just know Umaru.
It gave that like music producer takes a K-pop song and just turns it into something incredible vibe, you know?
Yeah, but that's what Umaru does with everything.
Good point. All right, I think it's the time of the show where we have to bestow our otherworldly knowledge upon you. Harrison, would you like to take the first one?
I'd love to.
I feel like for this final show, we should each do a PSA. I think so.
Yes. What we'll do, I have to find the right PSA. The right PSA is...
Which one are you? Are you thinking of... We've got a couple of good ones. The ladder one...
The ladder one? What's the ladder one?
The ladder one where they're like,
can we PSA memory
ladders speed are more dangerous than guns.
True.
Which is like true, yeah. My friend didn't believe me and I was like, brother, I've been saying it on the radio for 4 years. Whoa. And then they looked it up and they were like, you were right. It felt very good.
Yeah.
That's what PSAs can do for you. You'll learn some knowledge and you'll one up your friends.
Yes. That's the main use of all.
Oh, and you'll be
PSAs.
Like safe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where is it? Oh my goodness. This is so sad. I am
Which one are
somehow,
you looking for?
Public transit versus walking go. PSA. The only good PSA. No, they're all amazing, Edward. We deeply
love you,
and yes. Okay, no kill.
No kill, the most
public transit
part.
Versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. Yeah, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking, the whole trip can often be faster. It says faster, so I'm going to go faster for this last part. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour exercise and fresh air, just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO. Met for Tough Side Educational Radio. Sorry, how to do it to them.
Yeah. Is that a Garfield one?
Is that a Garfield?
Wait, what's the first one? There's a Garfield,
Garfield PSA now?
What's it about? Lasagna?
Oh, by the way, the other one's good because there's like anime girl on the as the image for it. And yeah. It's really funny. It's like a train.
The walking transit one is like the one where we started learning about who Edward was, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he reached out to us. He's like, oh, that PSA, like that was me.
Yeah.
We were like, why is it an anime picture? And then we just started talking.
But it's so good. Yeah. It's if it was any other way, I would be deeply sad and feel like I didn't belong, but yeah. Now I feel like WMFO is a community that has embraced me.
Yeah,
that's all the sappy words I'm gonna say. Yeah,
basically we found other weebs and we're happy. Okay, my turn.
LOL.
Let's see. Whoa, what the heck is this? Oh, I think this might have been a specific event, but it hasn't happened yet, I think. Okay. But I don't want to... this is so rough.
It's okay. We're going to
find... Oh, I found ladder safety.
Ladder safety.
Perfect. This is the other one that's
so
great.
The ladder PSA.
On my first show, like my practice one, this was when I was doing the show with like someone else as well, like my other freshman roommates. Someone was reading this and they just burst out laughing mid-reading it because they didn't expect it. It was so awkward.
No one expects to fall from a ladder, except then you do.
Then, yeah.
And it's dangerous.
Here we go. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at...
I messed that up.
There's no way they heard you over that. Can you pause it? Just letting it play. All right.
I pressed the wrong button.
We may be button pushers, but knowing which button to press is like super hard.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Me. Okay. Two. Okay. Sorry. Just shoveling some crap.
What did you say?
I said shoveling some crap. That's okay, right? Is that not okay? Is crap a bad word? I didn't realize.
Wow, you just said it twice. Three times.
I didn't realize.
Wow, we're going to get fined like $9 million.
I'm not going to lie. I was like raised in like a hyper like, you know, like Christian environment. And I've been saying crap since I was like six. I can't believe I didn't get more.
No, it's a technical term.
Oh.
But you know what? Isn't a technical term and...
What?
Is a thing to be held accountable for.
Ladders?
Is that I... Oh. Every semester at WMFL.
Oh, yes.
You, as an individual, an upstanding citizen, and to have a show in the following term, are required to do 5 hours of
volunteer
work.
For the station.
For the station. Whether that is sorting through vinyl records, subbing for shows, I don't know what else, because I've never done a single one in the 10 seasons I've been here. Get wrecked, WMFO. You're all scrubs. Okay. Enough
country rhythm. Fake out drops. Yeah, I thought it was bad when I kind of stopped logging them. I think maybe mid sophomore year, I was kind of like, because I did a lot of volunteer hours and like subbing in for shows freshman and sophomore year. And then after that, I just kind of stopped. And then like just this semester, Harrison was like, yeah, by the way, I've never done a single one. This goes out to you, WMFO. Thank you for always having all of the equipment working all the time on our show, and for letting us into the station, always. This is how we get back at you for never activating our IDs ever. We had to be calling the police to get into the station for like 2.5 years, and so we didn't serve you. You know who else you can serve? An empress.
Whoa! By Imanu, one of our favorite artists on the show. Let's listen to Empress by Imanu up next. Thank you.
sad boy hours.
This is going to be a bit of our goodbye to WMFO of sorts. This is our last bit of the set, and this is a bit lower in energy. We need it. This is the sentimental part of us, the us now.
The us now. This is what we're feeling in this moment.
And sort of a tribute to artists who we've listened to along the way and have been big impacts.
We're kind of memeing a little bit with a lot of the show, but I will say that, like, I think a lot of the artists in this last mix are, like, some of the ones that are emotional that we listen to. And, like,
and the ones that, if you listen to the show, you would have heard week after week after week after week after not releasing for a week, after not releasing for months or years, and then they're back.
Yeah.
So
We've been playing and talking about them for all 4 years for a while now.
Yeah, and they've been big parts of our lives. You know, seeing Porter Robinson from a wee babe, and he just got married.
Yeah, just like this week, right? Yeah. Congratulations, Porter Robinson and Rika.
And Alice in Wonderland has an almost baby.
No way, really?
Yeah, so
everyone's growing up together.
Everyone's growing up. Everyone's leaving, moving out of mom and dad's house. Oof.
Oof.
So this goes out to all you, everyone who's ever listened to the show, whether that's now, in the future, in the past. So enjoy. This is Flume Palaces and Member Inevitable.
And you get there. Thank you.
Don't you even say you had
Flume Palace's Memba Inevitable, Getter on My Way Out, Brian Eno and Fred Again, Enough, and then we're going to have Waking Part 2 by East Coast, and then time to say goodbye to the world with our good friend Porter. Okay, you might have missed some of that because we were using the wrong track, but that was Palaces by Flume, Inevitable by Memba, On My Way Out by Getter, whose album we reviewed, one of the best albums ever, I think, and a new song by Brian Eno and Fred Again. Here's some of the old stuff for you, and Enough, or that song was Enough, and then we're playing East Coast, Waking Up Part 2, and then ending everything, saying goodbye to a world with Porter Robbins. Thank you.
The slower section is dedicated to our friend, Edward. He loves the slower ambient stuff, he's told us many times. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was Button Pushers.
Sick.